With the way that our stomach will feel in a few hours, it's tough to think that we're going to rejoice at some point in time. But it's really possible. The Day of Atonement included more than just a procedure for the high priest to consider while serving. The Day of Atonement in ancient Israel was depicted by two special sacrificial animals that were ceremonially set apart to represent reconciling the people to God, for figuratively cleansing them of their sins. And I do say figuratively. So later the Jews would consider this day, the Day of Atonement, to be the holiest day of the year. And we need to ask a few questions. We need to ask the question, should we? Have you ever spent more time preparing to afflict your soul, as Scripture puts it, than the preparation spent on understanding why this day is needed? It happens for those of you that enjoy a cup of coffee in the morning, on the hour, every hour. You realize that not only does your stomach start to talk to you, but you know that dull headache starts to come on a little bit. Makes it more difficult for you to concentrate and to think. Maybe a few days ahead of time we tend to back off of that. I don't know. But it's hard not to have to prepare for a fast in this modern age that we live in. The foods that we get to enjoy. So our diet can be such that we almost have to go through a light cleanse before fasting or suffer the consequences. So we live in an age where, you know, the coffee shop is all too happy to help with that headache. And when the fast arrives, we start to find the problems associated with this and other things. But if our thinking only stops there, if we're not thinking about the definition of the day, we start to lose something really quick. So as we dig into the reason this day was symbolic, we also look at cleansing prior to a high priest going into the Holy of Holies. The question arrives quickly. What is the connection? What is the connection? After all, this day was dealing more with a covenant reset at that time for the entire nation of Israel, more so that than for individuals. But that being said, it included every person in the nation at that time. It was about getting, it was not about getting into the covenant. It was about staying in the covenant in a broader approach to atonement. So our process of going to God in prayer can sometimes lack a reverence in our approach as we consider our ability to now go before the Holy of Holies. I know there's been times when maybe I wasn't prepared to offer that prayer. Maybe it happens when you're driving and you have 3 seconds to get it all in and said. Or maybe it happens when something is about to happen to you. Do we have that reverence in our approach to God? So this is made evident as we compare the actions needed prior to the blood of Christ. So we are to boldly go before that veil by the blood of Jesus Christ. It was no light deal for the high priest to go into that holy space once a year. And the preparation for that seemed rather immense. So to begin, the high priest offered a bull for his own sins and those of his household. Leviticus 16 and verse 8, verse 6, Aaron shall offer a bull as a sin offering, which is for himself and to make atonement for himself. But Scripture also goes on to say, and for his house. He would be in need of forgiveness and cleansing like everyone else, and his household as well. The high priest had to obtain cleansing of his household sins before he could make the atonements for the nation. the notion that we can be good enough in our approach to our relationship with God can be a rather concerning issue when we start comparing these two ideas. The high priest's approach to this once-a-year moment was prepared for, and it was thought about. On other days, his garments were elaborate, for example. He dressed for glory and for beauty, as Exodus 28:2 states, but on the Day of Atonement, it was different. It was different. It was simple and free of the gold and the blue and purple and scarlet colors. On other days, he would be found with pomegranates and gold bells adorning the hem of his robe. So why wouldn't that be used on the Day of Atonement? He wore gold chains and had a breastplate of precious stone. His clothing also consisted of a sash and a hat, all for the glory and beauty that was meant to accompany his duties, but not on the Day of Atonement. On the Day of Atonement, he was stripped of all investiture of rank or status and simply wore linen garments. Plain, simple. He was to make atonement for his sins and those of his house prior to entering into the holiness of God. Turn with me to Leviticus 16 to read some of these things. Leviticus 16. Beginning in verse 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron when they offered profane fire before the Lord and died. And the Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron your brother not to come at just any time into the holy place inside the veil before the mercy seat which is on the ark, lest he die, for I will appear in the cloud above the mercy seat." So when Nadab and Abihu, his son, the sons of Aaron, offered profane fire, it cost them their life. Right there as they stood. Scripture records the Lord saying, "By those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy." Holy. He must be regarded as holy. "And before all the people, I must be glorified," God says. Well, this serves to show us very well that we don't choose how we worship God. He specifies that. His glory should never be something we reason, but rather based on who he is. And verse 3 of Leviticus 16, "Thus Aaron shall come into the holy place with the blood of a young bull as a sin offering and of a ram as a burnt offering. He shall put the holy linen tunic and the linen trousers on his body. He shall be girded with a linen sash, and with the linen turban he shall be attired. These are holy garments. Therefore he shall wash his body in water and put them on, and he shall take from the congregation of the children of Israel two kids of the goat of the goats as a sin offering, and one ram as a burnt offering. And Aaron shall offer the bull as a sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and his house. He shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle meeting." It sounds like a lot. It sounds like he had to consider what he was doing before he did it. Perhaps if he didn't, that tether that was allegedly wrapped around his ankle would have been used to pull him back out, lifeless. So this was a symbolic and ritualistic cleansing to position them to walk in a covenant another year. It was not a Passover do-over. While individual Israelites were expected to participate, the holy day is not personal in that way. It's national. Under the terms of the Old Covenant, atonement was a covenant reset for the entire nation. However, that included every person in the nation. The atonement process was relegated to a religious protocols of temple worship under the terms of the Old Covenant. But let's contrast this, because we really don't have a connect to this unless we read about it. In contrast to the requirements under the Old Covenant, under the terms of the New Covenant, believers can come before God's throne at any time through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's different. You see all these restrictions put on that one behavior. And now, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can go there. We can wake up at 2:30 in the morning and pray. We don't go through all this ritualistic behavior to enter that holy place. Let's conclude in Hebrews 10 as we consider our approach to the holiest in light of this day. Hebrews 10, verse 19. I don't usually reach for a glass of water up here, but I see there's still the temptation, right? It's not living water, but it sure would seem good today. Hebrews 10, verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us, through the veil, that is, his flesh. So our new and living way is to have boldness in knowing why we can enter. That boldness. Why we can know our sins have been washed away. Verse 21, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. The high priest would have come to this point through a ritualistic approach only to any transgressions he was being washed of. But symbolism was just only that. Scripture says the blood of bulls and goats could not take away sin in Hebrews 10 and verse 4 here. So as we keep this day of atonement, let's not forget the better relationship we are offered. God has given us a consecrated, living way to go to him. Now we can boldly go beyond that veil by the blood of Jesus Christ.